You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God is the provider of our redemption. Learn more about this through Abraham's story in week 4 of our series, Awesome God.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. My name is Romel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. No? And so here in Victory, we are here to honor God and we are here to make disciples. And again, we would like to invite you, okay, every single one of you, to our discipleship conference. No? And this will be this coming May 1. Okay, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, this is open to everyone and it is for free. No, libre po to, no? And so, I want you to share it and invite people to our conference. And our theme for the conference is Salt and Light. Yes, no? Salt and Light po, no? This is like the culmination of our series that we have been discussing for the past weeks, no? And so, we hope to see you all there. Amen? And so we will be concluding our series today. We are now on the week 6 of our series and we are still in the book of Isaiah. And so let me read to you Isaiah 65 verses 17 to 18. And this will be our verses, but we will go on up to verses 25 later on. And let me read to you Isaiah 65 verses 17 to 18. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former thing shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that your word, they are alive, they are living and active, and they are sharper than any double-edged sword. And Lord, thank you that your word would give us life and impart hope even as we would study it today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And again, we are called to be salt and light of the world. Okay, we are extending God's power and love to restore all humanity, creation, and the world to itself. No? And so, pag sinabi pong salt and light, we are demonstrating the love of God to people in tangible ways. No? Yung mga bagay na mararamdaman ng mga ibang tao, and not only in tangible ways and demonstrating it, but proclaiming, preaching the love of God as well to people. And again, we would like to thank you for being salt and light unto this world, even in this time of crisis, no, for meeting needs of people. Iba po sa inyo, nagsasend po kayo ng mga care packages, you are sending food deliveries, groceries, or even GCash to those who are in need and are hurting. For supporting small businesses, no, at yung mga naglalako ng gulay, isda, prutas, at iba pa sa ating mga komunidad, no. And yun nga po, no, wag na rin po tayong tumawad, no. Kapag ka nagpupunta naman po tayo sa mall, sa supermarket, hindi naman po tayo tumatawad. Tama po ba? Okay, bakit hindi po natin kailangan tumawad? Kasi napatawad na po tayo ni Jesus, no. Anyway, joke lang po yan, no. And again, we would like to thank you sa pangamusta sa mga tao, sa pagpapanalangin po sa kanila, okay, at pagtulong po sa kanila for continually helping people grow in their walk with God, for continually preaching the gospel, for continually ministering to people. And some of you have become, in a sense, a lifeline, okay, a lifeline support to a whole lot of people, go-to guys for prayers, go-to guys for counseling, go-to guys for people to be able to talk to and converse with. And maraming salamat po, no, for continually praying for our nation, for our frontliners, for our economy, for our LGUs, and even for our church, no. Thank you once again for being salt and light of the world. And really just a shout out to all of our Victory group leaders. Pwede po ba nang palakpakan po natin sila? Maglagay po tayo ng mga clap emoji, no, to every disciple maker. Okay, to everyone who's been preaching the gospel, ministering to people, for every prayer warriors that we have. And to those of you who are caring and meeting the needs of the poor, the needy, the oppressed, no? Saludo po kami sa inyo, no? And we have heard of a story, okay, of a Victory group na ang isa sa mga ka-Victory group po nila was in isolation, ano? And so ano pong ginawa ng mga members ng Victory group? They took turns, no? Nag-assign po sila sa member ng Victory Group. Meron po silang toka kada araw. Okay, para tawagan po yung ka-member po nila, okay, who are in isolation, just to make sure that that person has someone to talk to and for that person to know, to feel, and understand that she's not alone or he's not alone in this crisis. Grabe po. Thank you for being a salt and light into this world. Hebrews 6:10 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. No? However, the reality is, minsan po, nakakapagod rin po. Tama po ba? I mean, mahigit na po tayong isang taon sa pandemya. Parang back to zero po tayo because of the high cases of infection. And when you scroll down sa FB newsfeed po, na pag tumitingin po tayo sa FB, diba, hindi po natin maiwasan na magsabi ng condolence or praying for you, for your lolo, lola, mom and dad. Why? Kasi po, ang dami po nating nababalitaan at nakikita mga na-ospital or na-quarantine or na-isolate because of this pandemic. I mean, just the mental stress of going out. Yung maubusan ka lang ng asin, ng paminta, ng toyo, ng suka, ng bawang o kaya sibuyas. I mean, para lang makalabas at makabili sa suki mong tindahan, kailangan ka pa mag-transform, di ba? Narda, ay, Captain Barbell, Darna, di ba? Kailangan magmaskara, kailangan mag-face shield, no? Kailangan may dala kang sandata, kailangan may alcohol ka. Yung iba, nagsusot pa ng anting-anting, di ba? Yung personal purifier, no? And so, we are being challenged in every aspect of our lives, relationally, socially, mentally, financially, physically, and even spiritually, no? And then, magiging salt and light pa. Nakakatakot, nakakapagod po talaga minsan, no? And you feel drained, and there's nothing left to give. And those times do happen, nangyayari po talaga siya, no? And you are perfectly normal when you are experiencing or you have experienced this thing. And so, ano pong gagawin natin? Let's learn to rest in the Lord. We continue walking and trusting the Lord in victory and in defeat, in strength and in weakness, in joy and in sorrow, in faith, and even in our doubts and our questions. Diba? Kapit lang po tayo kay Lord. And let's wrestle with God our doubts, our questions, our fears. And so kapag napapagod po tayo, minsan nanghihina rin po. Let us learn to rest but not to give up. Di ba, matuto po tayo magpahinga, pero wag po tayong susuko. Find rest in the Lord. Allow the Lord to strengthen us, to refresh us. And then we continue on to fight. The good fight of faith, no? Sabi po sa Isaiah 40:30-31, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Kung ang mga kabataan daw po ay napapagod. Okay? At ang mga malalakas po, they stumble and fall. I mean, that's, they do happen. Okay? But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Alam niyo po, no, ang isang bagay na ayaw po nating mangyari in this crisis is for us to lose hope. Ayaw po natin mawala ng pag-asa in the midst of this pandemic. We don't want this health crisis, this economic crisis to be a spiritual crisis in our lives. We need to find hope in the Lord. Why? Sabi po sa godquestions.org, no? People cannot survive long without hope. Hope keeps us going through painful experiences and fear of what the future may hold. In a fallen world where people face poverty, disease, hunger, injustice, disaster, war, terrorism, we need a living hope. We need a living hope. People will not survive long without hope. And so as human, we are a hope-driven creature. The way we live now is shaped by what we believe about the future. Diba kung paano po tayo namumuhay sa kasalukuyan ay bunga ng ating mga paniniwala sa panghinaharap. The now is affected and controlled by the then. The present is affected by what we believe about the future. We are a hope-driven creature. Let me illustrate, no? For example, meron pong dalawang tao na makukulong ng 10 taon. Yung isa po, alam niya, kaya't nakita niya na buhay pa ang kanyang asawa at anak. At pagkalampas ng isang taon, may uuwian siya sa pamilya na naghihintay at nagmamahal po sa kanya. And so ano po ang gagawin ng tao na yan? He would endure, he would fight the pain and the suffering of being in prison and be reunited to his wife, just to be reunited to his wife and his child. Tapos meron pong isa pa, no? Bago po siya makulong, nalaman po niya na nasawi na ang kanyang asawa at ang kanyang anak. Bago po siya ipasok sa kulungan, the way they will live their lives for 10 years in prison will be very different. Same prison, same condition, same time in prison. Ano po ang pinagkaiba? Their hope for the future. Yung isa may nagaantay pa sa kanya ng 10 taon, yung isa wala nang uuwi ang pamilya. Another example, maglalagay po tayo ng dalawang tao sa isang kwarto. Isang taon, 8 oras kada araw, okay? 6 na araw kada isang linggo. 1 year, 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. No? Ang gagawin po nila sa kwarto na yan, ang trabaho po nila, maglalagay lamang po sila at magtatanggal ng tornilyo gamit ang screwdriver. No? Again, ito lang po yung gagawin nila. No? For 1 year, 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, okay? 4 na oras na magkakabit ng tornilyo, magbe-break. After mag-break, sa sunod na 4 na oras, magtatanggal po sila ng tornilyo, no? I mean, repeat the following day for 1 year. Okay? Ano po yung catch? Yung isa po, makakatanggap po siya ng 60,000 pesos after 1 year. 60,000 pesos after 1 year or 5,000 a month. Yung isa po, ang matatanggap po niya 1.2 million or 100,000 pesos a month. Ano po sa tingin niyo mangyayari? Yung isa baka hindi makatanggal, no? Baka isang linggo pa lang aayaw na 'yan. Pero yung makakatanggap ng 1.2 million after 1 year, siguro sasabihin niya, wala pa bang ibang tornilyo diyan? Pati tornilyo ng utak ko, 'di ba? Ulo ko nilagay ko na diyan. Give me more, okay? Ibang-iba po yung magiging approach po nila sa trabaho nila. Parehas na kwarto, parehas na trabaho, parehas na oras ng trabaho. Ano pong pinagkaiba? The price. The hope for the future. The way we look at our future affects how we live in the present. Kung ano ang tingin at nakikita po natin sa panghinaharap ay nakaapekto kung paano po tayo mamuhay sa kasalukuyan. Tama po ba? And as followers of Christ, as Christians, what is our hope for the future? And if we will understand this, take it to heart, believe in it, cling into it, that we have a living hope, that we have a glorious hope, that we have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for us, the way we will live now will definitely be affected. We will not live our lives as if what we have now in the present is all that there is to life. The crisis, the pandemic, the pain, the sorrow, the tragedy of death, the diseases, disasters, the injustices, and even the flip side of it, the success, the wealth, possession, status in life, this is not the end game for us. As followers of Christ, this is not our final destination. These are not all that there is to life. I mean, God has not moved heaven and earth. God has not sent His one and only Son to suffer and die on the cross, resurrected from the grave, ascended to heaven, and for what? So that His followers will end in suffering, in sickness and in death, in sorrow, in pain, in all the injustices? No, no, no. Absolutely not. You see, from the creation. And in God's plan of redemption, God will bring all of this into completion. And that completion, the culmination of the work of Christ, is the restoration of all things. You see, as followers of Christ, the best is yet to come. As followers of Christ, the best is yet to come. Us being born again, being forgiven of our sins, being reconciled with God, the indwelling and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the resurrection of Christ is but a deposit, an installment, a down payment of what is to come. What we have now being in Christ is but a foretaste, patikim pa lamang to mga kapatid, of what is to come. And what is our glorious hope? Yun po yung binasa natin kanina, Isaiah 65 verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth." That is our final destination. That is our destiny. A new heaven and a new earth is our final destination as followers of Christ. God has been moving history of heaven and earth to the renewal of all things. That is our hope, our glorious hope. This pandemic, this crisis is not our final destination. This current situation we are in right now is but temporary. This is not permanent. The world we live in now, this is not our permanent home. The earth will be renewed and all that there is. Kaya po ang sabi sa Biblia, we are but pilgrims. In this world, tayo daw po ay mga pawang manlalakbay lamang sa mundong ito. We have a home waiting for us. And our Heavenly Father is preparing that home. And in this new heaven and new earth, ano pong meron dyan? Some realities in the new heaven and earth, there will be eternal joy. Eternal joy. Pakitype po dyan sa comment section. Eternal joy. Okay? Isaiah 65 verses 17 to 19. "For behold, I create new heavens and new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. In the new heaven and the new earth, there will be no more the sound of weeping and the cry of distress, but gladness and joy and rejoicing. Walang hanggang kagalakan." That is what in store for us as followers of Christ. And that is our hope, our glorious hope awaiting for the followers of Christ. And this brings to mind Isaiah 65. Verse 17 brings to mind Revelation 21, 1 to 4, no? "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth." Again, John uses that language. "For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." The former things have passed away. God will wipe every tear from our eyes. That shall be no more. That will eventually die. There shall be no more mourning, nor crying, nor pain. Why? Because the former things have passed away. The curse of sin and sin itself is gone. There will be no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more death. I mean, how many of you remember, kung naalala niyo po yung experience niyo sa nanay niyo or sa tatay niyo, okay, wiping away your tears. Siguro nadapa ka, nasugatan ka, may nang-away sa'yo, nabully ka, you were frustrated, you were heartbroken. And then nagpunta ka sa nanay mo o kaya sa tatay mo. And one of the most comforting thing a child could receive from his or her parents is when her or his parents wipe away the tears from the eyes of their children and with a gentle voice giving an assurance that everything will be all right. How comforting that is of a mom and a dad wiping away the tears from the eyes of their children. And yet when God wipe away our tears, sabi po ni R.C. Sproul, they will never flow again for all eternity. Unless, of course, they are tears of joy. And that's the eternal perspective. That's the end from the beginning. Right now, we live in the valley of tears. But that situation, this situation that we have right now is not permanent. Because God will wipe away our tears for all eternity. When God wipe away our tears, they will never flow again for all eternity. One of the realities of the new heaven and earth, eternal joy. Not only because the former things have passed away and not to be remembered, there will be eternal joy because of the presence of God. Verse 3 of Revelation 21 says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God." Grabe, no? Ang tahanan ng Diyos ay nasa piling na ng mga tao. Mananahan na ang Diyos na kasama ng kanyang mga mamamayan. At siya ay makapiling na nila at magiging Diyos nila. Wow! God will be with His people. God will be with them and they will be their God. Kaya nga po sa Isaiah 65 verse 24, "Before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer." God will be with His people. "While they are yet speaking, I will hear." There will be a perfect communion, a perfect communication with God, a perfect relationship with God. There will be unhindered prayers, an unhindered communion with God. In the new heaven and the new earth, we could do HHWW with God, holding hands while walking. Why? Because God will be with His people. That will be the kind of relationship we will have with God. God Himself will be with us. And because of that, there will be eternal joy. Because of the presence and the goodness of God. Not only will there be eternal joy, there will be eternal light. Isaiah 65 verse 20, "No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed." I mean, the point here is that it's not that there will be death in the new heaven and the new earth. I mean, we just read from Revelation that death shall be no more. But Isaiah was saying the things that brings us grief, like when a child dies at a very young age, shall be no more. "No more shall a man who lives and dies on his age of prime." There will be no more untimely death. Death shall be no more. Rather than that, life is going to reign from infancy to old age. Life is going to abound. So there will be no fear of death, nor of sorrow, nor of suffering. There will be eternal life. Not just eternal life, eternal blessing. Isaiah 65, 21-23, "They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For there shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Life will not be futile or frustrating. Labor will amount to something. Children will be born for productive lives rather than for tragedy. There would be a joyful labor, fruitfulness and productivity. No more that we will build houses and others will dwell on it. No more shall we plant and others will eat of it. The land is not anymore cursed, but blessed, not anymore with thorns and thistles. The land will yield a fruitful harvest. The works of our hands shall be blessed." Folks, in the new heaven and new earth, we have work to do. Hindi lang yung tayong nagkakanta, hindi lang po to alive, alive. We will not be like ghosts, di ba, na lumilipad lang at nagpupuri sa Diyos. I mean, there will be work in heaven. Work is not part of the curse. The mandate in the Garden of Eden, okay, to Adam and Eve will be continued. Remember that? Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it. Ano po yung sabihin ng subdue? Using all its vast resources of the earth in the service of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon them. Folks, in the new heaven and in the new earth, from the language of my children, we will unlock our true potential, your true giftings, your talents, your skills. I mean, there will be a whole lot of discoveries in science, inventions of new technologies, exploration. We will be fruitful and productive, blessed, without any taint of sin, without any injustices, without any oppression or greed, not for personal gain. And we will do that for the service of God and for the service of man. Each one will enjoy the fruit of his labor. The work of our hands will eternally be blessed, and other people would celebrate with those kinds of achievements. Eternal blessing, not only eternal blessing, eternal peace. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The dust shall be the serpent's food. There shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Again, another cause of present weeping that will end is nature, which is sometimes harmful. In the future, it will not be harmful because the effects of the fall will have been erased. It will be totally reversed. Nature will no longer be man's enemy. Man will have peace with nature. There will be no more wild animals that will stalk their prey. And this is not just peace with nature or with the creation. This is man having peace with God, having peace with himself, having peace with one another. This is a complete reversal of the effect of sin, of man having a broken relationship with God. And when our relationship with God was broken, every other relationship is broken as well. We broke our relationship with ourselves, we broke our relationship with nature, and we broke our relationship with one another. But all of that will be restored in the new heaven and the new earth, and eternal peace with God, with one another, and even with the nature itself. And that, my friend, is but a little picture of our future. Heaven coming down here on earth, God dwelling among his people, eternal joy, sound of weeping and the cry of distress no more, tears, death, mourning, pain no more, eternal life, eternal blessings, eternal peace. This is our future. This is what's in store for us. That's where we are headed as followers of Christ. A new heaven and a new earth is our final destination as followers of Christ. The question is, do you believe this? Do you cling to it? Because this truth is so powerful that it will change the way we live, no matter what's going in our life today. To know that justice will be served, that wrongdoers will be punished, that injustice will end, that poverty will end, that death will eventually die, that suffering will end, that God will end the pains and the consequences and the curses of sin, that God would make all things new, that God would bring order and restore the order that he intended it to be. And all the things we're longing for, the joy, the life we always wanted, the blessings and the peace, this will surely come. And we will experience its fullness in the new heaven and the new earth. It is coming. And if you believe that, no matter what life throws at you, you can endure. You can persevere. You see, the first century Christians suffered more pain, more sorrow, more death than we could ever imagine. Their homes were taken, forcefully taken from them, and they were plundered. Christians were taken to arena for a show, being torn to pieces by wild beasts. while the crowd watches. Mga Kristiyano na tinatali sa poste na habang buhay pa sila. Tapos nilalagyan po sila ng dark, ng black piece. Sinisilaban po sila habang buhay po sila. Being made as a burning lamp post at night, going to the arena and to the highways of the Roman Empire. Such was their suffering and persecution. And yet, listen to this. The early Christians believed on new heaven. And new earth gave them so much peace and poise in the midst of suffering. The early Christians believed of new heaven. And new earth gave them so much peace and poise in the midst of suffering. They sang hymns. Grabe, kumakanta po sila while they were being torn to pieces. By while we sing hymns and songs and worship unto the Lord. They forgave the people. Pinatawad po nila yung mga tao na gumagawa nito. And they were able to find peace in the midst of this suffering because they know what the future holds for them. And the more Christians that the emperor were killing, the more their movement grew wide. As the people who watches what's happening to these dying Christians and the way they were dying, singing hymns and praise and worship unto the Lord, forgiving those people. Man, yung mga nanonood po, they were asking, I mean, what do these people have that they could live and die like this? And you know what they had? A living hope. A living hope. The way they look at their future affected not only how they live, but how they died in the present. What do you believe about our future? Do you believe that when we die, we will rot? That this world is all that we've got? That at the end of it all, nobody will remember what everybody has done? Or do you believe in the new heaven and the new earth? Na merong araw ng paghuhukom. Na wala makakaligtas sa mga bawat bagay na ginawa ng bawat isa. Therefore, everything we do now counts forever. This hope of new heaven and new earth enabled the early Christians to face suffering. But not just to face suffering, but to triumph over it, to overcome it. They have such peace and poise to face all this suffering. That's how powerful it is. The black slaves in America in the 1990s survived and triumphed over their cruel conditions by what? Again, by the same living hope. Ito po yung sabi ni Howard Thurman. The facts have made it clear that this same faith of these black slaves believing in heaven and a new earth, this same faith served to deepen the capacity of the slaves for endurance and their ability to absorb their suffering. And it taught a people how to ride high in life, how to look squarely in the face, okay, how to look squarely in the face those facts that argue most drastically against all hope, and to use those facts as a raw material out of which they fashion. They forged a hope that their environment with all its cruelty could not crush. A hope that could not be crushed. And this enables them to reject annihilation and to affirm a terrible right to live. This living hope could not be crushed. Suffering could not crush it. Cruelty could not crush it. Prison, dungeon, death could not crush it. That's how powerful this living hope is when we let it pierce our heart and our soul. Pandemic will not crush it. Health crisis, even death, will not crush it. Death will only hasten for us to experience this living hope. This hope will not be crushed. Kaya nga po sabi sa 1 Peter 1:3-4, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that according to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Ito ang nagbibigay sa atin ng malaking pag-asa na may nakahandang mana ang Diyos para sa atin. Ang manang ito ay nasa langit, walang kapintasan, hindi nasisira at hindi kumukupas. This hope cannot be crushed, it cannot be destroyed. Amen? This hope is found in Christ through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ and only in Christ can we have a living hope. And in light of our future hope, in light of this glorious living hope, what do we do now? And I like what 1 Corinthians 13:13 says. But for right now, for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do that leads us toward that consummation habang naghihintay daw po tayo ng pagbalik ni Jesus. Okay, ano daw po kailangan natin gawin? Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of three is love. Ano raw po ang gagawin natin? Yes, we have this glorious hope. We know what the future holds for us. What do we need to do today? Trust steadily in God. Patuloy daw po tayong magtiwala sa Diyos. Patuloy daw po tayong kumapit sa Diyos. Patuloy daw po tayong tumawag sa Diyos. Trust steadily in God. Continue to live by faith and not by sight. Hope unswervingly. Have a joyful and confident expectation that God will come, that God would deliver us, that God would heal us, okay, and that God will make all things new. Hope unswervingly. Let's meditate on the truths and the realities of the new heaven and the new earth. That will definitely infuse hope in our lives. And I like the last one, love extravagantly. Patuloy daw po nating mahalin ng Diyos. Patuloy po tayo magmahal ng kapwa nating tao na dinadala ng Diyos sa ating mga buhay. Let's help the poor, the needy, the marginalized, the oppressed, and love them extravagantly in the same manner that Christ is loving us extravagantly. Let's allow the Lord to use us in bringing hope and encouragement and healing to people around us. Let's help as much as we can. Let's preach the message of the gospel as much as we can. Let's lament when appropriate. You see, the living hope we have in Christ allows us to be God's light, salt, and light into this world. The living hope we have in Christ allows us to be God's salt and light into this world. Amen. We have a glorious hope. We have a living hope. A hope that will not be crushed by pandemic, by a health crisis, by a financial crisis, economic crisis, even death will not be able to crush it. It is kept in heaven for you. It is unfading, imperishable. It is guarded by God Himself right there in heaven, waiting for us in the future. What a glorious hope that we have. And when we look into that kind of future, how we live life, how we live right now, will definitely be very, very much different. Amen. Let's live with that kind of a living hope, a glorious hope that is waiting for us and that would enable us to be able to trust steadily in God, to hope unswervingly, and to love extravagantly. That living hope we have in Christ would allow us to be God's salt and light into this world. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that we have hope in Christ. That though there's a lot of suffering and pain and death, Lord, that we are witnessing right now, but the truth of the matter is an eternal joy an eternal life, an eternal blessing, an eternal peace is awaiting for us who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, thank you for that living hope. And Lord, we pray, Lord, there may be some people who are worshiping with us today. And Lord, they might be losing hope. Lord, they might be tired. They might be weary of what's happening all around us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, may they find rest and hope in you, that you would renew their strength, Lord. Lord, that you would comfort them, God. That you would enable them to see, Lord, what a glorious hope we have in Christ. Lord, thank you. Lord, we continually pray, Lord, that even while we are here in this world, Lord, you would enable us to trust steadily in you, to hope unswervingly, and to love extravagantly, God. Lord, enable us as your people, Lord, that because of this hope, Lord, we will continually proclaim the good news of the gospel to people. That we will continue to be salt and light into this world. Lord, would you strengthen your people? Lord, may they trust in you steadily. May they hope in you unswervingly. And may they love extravagantly. Lord, refresh your people today. Grant peace and hope and rest and joy even to us today, even in the midst of this crisis and pandemic. In Jesus' name we pray. One last group of people I want to pray for. Again, the only way for us to receive this living hope is through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Would you humble yourself today and say, Lord, I believe that you died and that you rose again so that I may live, so that I may have hope. And if you want to receive Jesus today and that living hope, would you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I believe that you died and that you resurrected from the grave so that you could pay for the penalty of my sin. Jesus, I accept you. I repent of all my sin. Be the Lord and be the master of my life, Lord. Give me this living hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang mag-wave ka lang dyan? Okay, o kaya mag-sign ka ng prayer sign, no? Okay, and our pastors, our staff, our campus missionaries, our leaders will contact you and to be able to help you get to know more about this new found relationship with Christ, about this living hope, amen. Let me just speak a blessing to us even as we end our worship service for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace, rest, and hope that would only come from our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.